It's Thursday, September 15th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. China's new administrative measures for internet religious information services went into full effect earlier this month. Over the past 6 months, China has been rolling out the new restrictions to limit individuals and institutions from sharing religious information online. For months now, house churches have had their WeChat accounts destroyed and had their websites taken down. China sees Christianity as a threat and has been trying to Sinicize the church by injecting Chinese nationalism and socialism into its teaching. Under the new laws, only organizations with a, quote, Internet Religious Information Service license, end quote, can share online preaching and religious content. In Acts 5, the high priest asked the apostles, "Did we not strictly command you not to teach in Jesus' name?" But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." The new Global Estimates of Modern Slavery report found about 50 million people worldwide were living in modern slavery last year. 28 million people were in forced labor and 22 million in forced marriages. That's 10 million more people in modern slavery now than in 2016. Women and children are still the most vulnerable. Asia and the Pacific is the region with the most people living in forced labor or forced marriages. However, as a proportion of the population, the Arab states have the most people living in modern slavery. A recent Rasmussen poll found that voters view the upcoming midterm elections as a referendum on President Joe Biden instead of being about individual candidates and issues. 46% of likely voters view the midterms as a referendum on Biden. 40% are more concerned with individual candidates and issues. And 14% are undecided. The undecideds must be living in a cave. Republicans were more likely than Democrats or independents to view the election as a referendum on Biden's agenda. New data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics found that Americans spent more on taxes last year than they did on food, clothing, and healthcare combined. In 2021, the average household spent $15,495 on food, clothing, and healthcare, while spending $16,729 in taxes to federal, state, and local governments. A new report by the Religious Freedom Institute found that pro-abortion activists in the U.S. attacked at least 63 pro-life organizations across 26 states since the leak of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Perpetrators have also attacked over 30 churches since the Supreme Court leak. The attacks have included firebombing, vandalism, and deadly threats. Nathaniel Hurd, senior fellow for public policy at RFI, told CBN News the government has been silent in response to these attacks.
In terms of headquarters level, the leadership from the FBI, from the Department of Justice, and from the Department of Homeland Security, for the most part, has been silence.
Now that the West Virginia state legislature has passed an abortion ban, the only abortion mill there has stopped killing babies, reports LifeNews.com. Republican Governor Jim Justice is expected to sign it soon. The West Virginia legislature has passed a bill to ban abortions, protecting babies starting at conception. West Virginia will become the 16th state to ban abortions. On Tuesday, Alliance Defending Freedom sent a letter to all 50 U.S. senators on behalf of over 2,000 churches and ministries. The letter calls on senators to oppose the deceptively titled Respect for Marriage Act. The act would not only enshrine faux homosexual marriage into federal law, but would also threaten the religious liberty of Americans who hold biblical views on marriage. The letter states, quote, "Our view of the distinct nature of men and women, the union of a husband and wife, and the blessing of any children born into a marriage should not be erased from or punished under our laws," end quote. And finally, a new study from Pew Research estimates that the number of self-identified Christians in the U.S. could fall below 50% by 2070 if recent trends continue. In the 1970s, about 90% of Americans identified as Christian. Since the 1990s, many Americans have been switching their religious identity to atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular. In 2020, 64% of Americans identified as Christian, 30% identified as religiously unaffiliated, and 6% identified with another religion. Romans 11, 4-5 asks, "But what does the divine response say to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, September 15th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.